Living in God's Word. Words from Jesus.
I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. Job 23:12. Take time in your day to meditate on my word and everything it is to you. It is love and truth and power and light. It gives you strength and satisfaction for your soul, a purpose in life and a reason to live. In my word are the answers to the big questions of life. It never fails, and it never lets you down. My word stands forever. It is comfort, peace, and life. It brings enlightenment, knowledge, and wisdom. As you order your life according to my word and act on it, my word will dwell in you and help you to not allow the cares of this life to choke out my joy in your life. You can become a living example of my word to others as you allow my spirit to work in you. If you are feeling burdened and heavy laden, come to me in prayer and seek for answers and strength in my word. Take time to commune with your own heart and ask yourself, am I taking the time to study and live in God's word? Do I testify to others about his word? Am I learning from his word and growing in my faith? Am I proclaiming his word throughout my day, through my actions, and in my life? Many people are seeking for truth. They are searching for meaning. And although it would seem that many are not interested in faith, they do want the answers that only my word has to offer. But you must help them to learn the truth by sharing my word with them and letting your light shine to draw them to me. So don't hide your light and witness under a bushel, but let it shine. Let my spirit flow in you and through you and around you, richly and fully and completely. Stir up the spirit that is within you to reach the lost and share my word with those who wander in the world without access to the truth that will set them free. Receive my word each day, and let its truth flow in you and through you, so that those around you may see my word in action. Take the time to meditate on my word and to act on it. Spirit and life. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. John 6:63. My words are Spirit and they are life, and they give life to all that find them. As you study my word and put it into practice, your faith will grow and be strengthened. As you live the word and pattern your life according to its teachings and share it with others, my word will not return unto me void. It will accomplish that which I sent it to do. As you do your part to share my word with others, my word will bear fruit in the lives of those who receive and embrace it. Do not worry about those who seem indifferent or unreceptive to your witness. Do not become weary in well-doing as you share the gospel with others who don't appear to receive it, or when you cannot see the results. Remember that my word will always accomplish what I sent it to do. If those who know me drift away from my word and allow other things to become prominent in their lives, I can continue to work through the word that is hidden in their hearts. They will remember my word in a time of need and will have the opportunity to draw close to me again. Those who allow my word to be choked out by the cares of this world will still have the opportunity to learn through experience that my word is life and spirit. As they pass through times of challenges, struggle, or trouble, they will be reminded that my word is the truth that can set them free. My spirit is continually at work to seek and save every person and to bring them eternal life. Magnify my word. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word according to all your name. Psalm 138:2. As I have magnified my word with my name, so I would that you do the same. Consider your priorities and seek to reflect the light of my word in all you do. Let my word dwell in you richly and abundantly. There are many ways that you can live in my word throughout the day and apply it in your actions and conversations, in your everyday business and work. Let my word be intertwined with all you do and say and think throughout the day. Filter the world around you through the lens of my word. There are many spiritual poisons and toxins in the world that continually seek to pollute and destroy minds and hearts. Strive to constantly administer the antidote of my word and be strengthened with a daily washing and regeneration of my word. My word is the secret to power and life and strength as you strive to act on it and live it and apply it to the situations you face. As you let my word dwell richly in you, it becomes a part of you and the way you live and think. It will work in and through you to bring truth and light to the people you encounter. You will be the living proof and example of my word and truth. Do not be discouraged about those who seem to have no reaction or interest when you share the word with them. Do your part and seek to implant the seeds of my word in people's hearts and trust me to accomplish my purpose in my time. Do not be weary in well-doing, for the harvest will be reaped in due season. My sheep will hear my voice, and not one of them will be lost. Trust that as you live in my word and allow it to dwell in you, and you are faithful to pour it out to others, it will accomplish that which I have sent it to do. Freely I have given, and freely you have received. So freely give to others, and proclaim the kingdom of heaven. There are many who will come alive to my word through the witness they receive. So share the good news that will ignite the hearts of many.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.